Well, good afternoon, my friends. It's me, Brooks Gillespie in Omaha, Nebraska, your phrasal verbs guru, here to talk to you today, or with you today, about a few more phrasal verbs. It's just a spectacular fall October day. We're having what we call around here an Indian summer. It's when the weather is a little drier and a little warmer than you normally would expect this time of year. Usually in October, we're wearing sweaters, maybe having to put on a jacket, but the weather is nice. I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts and even wearing Havaianas. So it's a nice warm day here in Omaha. We're gonna talk about three phrasal verbs: put on, kick out, and throw up. Now, put on, the first phrasal verb, is probably the most complicated one that we have to deal with today. The first thing that comes to mind for me when I hear the phrasal verb put on is this definition: to dress oneself in something or place something on your body. Before we go out of the house at the beginning of the day, we have to decide what we're going to put on. So on a beautiful day like today, I don't have to put on many clothes. I can put on just a t-shirt and some shorts and some flip-flops, and I'm good to go. My first sentence is, it's really cold outside. You really need to put on a coat before you go out. So in this case, you need to put on something a little warmer to keep warm. My three-year-old is still too little to put on his own clothes, so I have to dress him every day. So these are examples of putting something on your body, placing something on yourself. Another definition of put on is to add weight, especially when you're talking about a person. For instance, I can't fit into my swim trunks from last summer because I've put on about 10 pounds. So in this case, I've gotten a little heavier. I've put on a little bit of weight. To put on can also mean to perform or produce something. For example, when I came home from work, my kids put on a little skit for me that they had practiced all afternoon. So in this case, my kids put on a performance. They did something for me. They performed something for me that they had practiced. And a final definition for to put on is to intentionally mislead someone, usually as a joke. So here's an example. I have a conversation. I say to my friend, I had 10 girls give me their numbers and ask me out today. And my friend might say, I don't believe a word you say. You're putting me on. In this case, I was exaggerating. Nobody gets asked out by 10 girls in one day. So when I told him that, he didn't believe me. He's like, nah, you're putting me on. All right, so our second phrasal verb for the day is to kick out. Now, the verb to kick literally means to take your foot and push something with your foot, like kick a ball. When we watch people play soccer, they can't use their hands. They can only hit the ball with their body. And when they exert force upon the ball with their foot, that is kicking. If I came up to you and attacked you with my feet, I would be kicking you. So the phrasal verb to kick out, it's a very forceful thing. It's figurative, it's not literal. When I use kick out, I'm not talking about something that I literally have done with my feet. But it means to forcibly eject someone from a place, usually because of bad behavior. And I'll give you a few different examples. And this is a true story. I just celebrated a birthday party this afternoon with my aunt, who turned 64, and we were talking about my grandmother, she loved sports, and she used to like to go to baseball games and basketball games and football games, and she was very loud, and she would often argue with the officials to the extent that she would sometimes get kicked out of a sporting event because she was being too obnoxious and too disruptive. She was a real character. True story. Here's my first sentence, and it's about my grandma. My grandma used to get kicked out of a lot of baseball games because she would get really mouthy with the umpire. And to get mouthy is just to say lots of inappropriate or obnoxious things. Another example, James got kicked out of the military because he was frequently insubordinate. And of course, in the military, you have to obey orders, otherwise you will get kicked out. There's no option. If you are subordinate, you have to obey, otherwise you'll get kicked out. I would never kick my teenager out of my home unless I felt physically threatened by him. In this case, if I didn't want my child here anymore, I could kick him out of my house, but I don't want to do that because it's my job to raise him, correct? And our last phrase, and these kids are being a little noisy, I hope that's not too much of a distraction. Oftentimes I make these videos early in the day when it's really quiet. I live in an apartment complex with a lot of kids, and I'm always really happy to see them outside playing. And they get a little obnoxious and a little loud sometimes, but that's okay. My final phrasal verb for the day is throw up. Of course, throw is something you do with your hand. It's a forceful motion with your hand. It's throw a ball. But to throw up usually means to vomit. To vomit is that the more technical scientific term is vomit, but in this case, hold on just a second. Hey guys, I'm recording something. Can you hold on for just a couple minutes? Thank you. All right, a real life moment with the neighborhood kids. They were throwing rocks at an air conditioner. So to throw up is to vomit something. This is another true story from my personal life. I have a daughter named Linnea, and she's 19 years old right now, but when my daughter Linnea was little, she had a very sensitive stomach and threw up frequently. So when she would get sick and her stomach would hurt, she wouldn't throw up once or twice. She would throw up over and over and over again. When my kids were little, my wife did not like to clean up a mess after the kids threw up, so that was usually my job, and that is where this sentence comes from. My toddler threw up all over his bed, and now I have to wash the sheets and clean the walls and the floor around his bed. So he threw up, and it was kind of an explosive situation. Little kids often have a hard time making it to the bathroom, and oftentimes when they throw up, it's a big mess that has to be cleaned up. And one final definition for to throw up, it can also mean to build something really quickly, to build or erect hurriedly. My example here is, they threw that skyscraper up very quickly. It was completed in just 6 months. So in this case, something was erected or constructed or built very, very quickly. Now, one thing that I often like to do is try to combine all the phrasal verbs into one sentence, and combining put up, throw, put on, throw up, and kick out is a little bit difficult, but I came up with something kind of crazy. If you go to a nice restaurant, it's important that you put on the right clothes. Because if you, like for instance, if you went into a really nice restaurant and you were dressed, like you hadn't bathed and you were sweaty and dirty, it might make other people just feel nauseous and want to throw up, and they may kick you out of the restaurant. So that's my crazy example for the day. So once again, it's been a pleasure with you. Thank you for accompanying me on this just spectacular, somewhat noisy, but just a glorious fall day. Happy learning.